Welcome to Project I Am with Dr. David Schloss. Grab your coffee, green tea, or smoothie. Find your favorite listening spot or put on your walking shoes. Ready? Let's go.
In this episode of Project I Am Mentoring Moments, I sat with Sonata Miles and Tessa Myers and discussed the launch and success of Counselor Support and Success Initiative. We explore the dynamic evolution of their work, its roots, its reach, and the exciting road ahead. What began as a grassroots study group has become a robust professional collective offering resources, guidance, and community for counseling students and early career professionals across the country. Get ready to enjoy. But before we do, here's the disclaimer.
This podcast is created for educational and inspirational purposes only and is not a substitute for professional mental health services, diagnosis, or treatment. Although Dr. Schloss is a licensed mental health professional, listening to this podcast does not create a therapeutic relationship. The content shared here is intended to support your personal development and mental wellness journey, but it should not be considered medical or psychological advice tailored to your individual situation. If you are in need of therapeutic support, please seek help from a qualified mental health provider in your area. If you are experiencing a mental health crisis, please contact a local crisis line or emergency services immediately. Views expressed by any guests on the show are their own and do not necessarily reflect views of Dr. Schloss or the views of Project I Am.
So Tessa and Sonata, thank you so much for being here today. I have heard so much about the work that you're doing. And I remember when I first heard about it, I shared it with the program director because I was so proud. I had these huge bragging rights and I was like, oh my gosh, look at what these people are doing. And she went and she watched one of the videos and she was amazed. And so why don't we start off, before you tell us about CSSI, just introduce yourself to the listeners and tell us about where in the country you're located, who you are.
Well, I am Sonata Miles. I'm located in Indianapolis, Indiana. I just recently graduated with my master's in mental health counseling. I passed my national counselor's exam in December with the help of CSSI. Shameless plug, obviously. And at this point, once my degree is conferred, I can apply for licensure and I will be officially official. So I'm about one step behind Tessa and I'll let her tell you where she's at in her journey.
Yes. Hi, I'm from San Antonio, Texas. I recently graduated back in November with my master's in clinical mental health counseling from Our Lady of the Lake University. It's a private university here in San Antonio. I'm currently a licensed professional counselor associate working on my hours, my supervision hours. I work in private practice. My areas of passion where I feel my gift can thrive, I guess, is trauma work. So I consider myself a trauma-informed therapist. I'm working on getting certified in EMDR and really interested in internal family systems too.
I love Tessa. I think I know some people from Our Lady of the Lake. I don't know if Bianca Goodrum is there. She was okay. Just so you know, Bianca and I were in the same PhD cohort.
She was my practicum and internship too, teacher.
Oh my head. Yeah. So we graduate. We went through the whole doc program together. I have to tell you this. She was possibly one of the safest and sweetest members of my cohort. She was brilliant and her character is exceptional. I love her.
I have to agree with that. She's an absolute angel.
That is beautiful. So with you being in two different parts of the country, how did you guys meet?
Online. We met online.
Okay, so what, you were on a dating profile online? I mean, be a bit more specific.
So yeah, we were both prepping for the NCE and it was through a Facebook group that we were looking for resources, particularly people to study with for the NCE. And that's actually the inception of CSSI, Counselor Support and Success Initiative. It started very small, just people coming together to study together. But that's how we met, just trying to find resources, came together like, hey, it was actually just like, I'm looking for someone to study with. And I'm just like, me too. So that's literally how we met. That is our
So
meet.
I was going to just say, for people who are listening who aren't counseling students, explain what the NCE is.
The National Counselor Examination, it's an exam that you have to take. It's a nationwide exam that you have to take to be licensed. If I'm not mistaken, you have to take it in every state, but you have a choice of the National Counselor Exam or the other one.
So, Tessa, when you met Sonata, did the two of you just click? Were there any other people that were interested in joining in a similar way initially? How did it grow from just the two of you to where it is now? And tell us about where it is now.
Sure. So it started by some anxiety about studying for the test, right? And I started like posting, let's join a Zoom study group. And we made a group me. And Sonata really quickly in the beginning, like it was very chaotic, the group on group me. And it kept growing so fast, right? And Sonata's like, Tessa, we need to do structure. We need this. We need to like make it more manageable. We need a calendar of events so people can easily reference the study sessions. We need a description in each study session. We need like order. And I'm a very like wing it, like free spirited person.
Right.
So it led me to like the next day, like, this is becoming something huge. So I called Sonata. I don't know if she knew why I was calling her. I was like, hey, so you're amazing at this organization stuff. Like, this is growing so fast. I can't even handle it. Let's do something with this group.
Yeah, and you don't have to tell me twice, really. I mean, just kind of started to instruct people what to do, started organizing the group me, because like you can make different tabs. So it was just like, so if you have a tab for a different domain, you put it here. If you have a study session, instead of putting it in the chat, put it on the calendar. So we just kind of started actually putting structure instead of just putting everything in the messages. So that's actually kind of how we structure it now. And the group grew from, it was about 20, 30 of us at first, and now there's about 2,100 in the group. We had to actually.
Twenty. So, sorry, let me pause there. It grew from what to what?
It grew
Growing
from
every
about
day.
20, 30 of us to 2,100 of us currently.
Wow.
Yeah.
How are people finding out about you?
There's a lot of like counselor resource pages. Like we both joined a lot of LPC sites, LPC supervision sites, associate sites, depending on what it's called in the particular state, and just said, hey, if anyone needs a supportive, collaborative community, to do prep classes, tutoring, study sessions, share resources, join, and we put our hyperlink, and it's growing at an exponential rate. Of course, we have some people leaving the group because it's a very active group. When they pass, I'm sure they leave the group. So it's probably more than 2,000. It's probably more like five or six. But again, people pass and leave the group. So.
Yeah. And a couple things have happened. Not only do we do study sessions, we have extended it not just to like the CPCE and the NCE studying. We've extended it to the NCMHCE as well. That's a small but mighty crew, but there's people still studying for that test. We also have partnered with people who are doing professional prep classes for us. They do specific domains, and so people can get prep on specific domains. And then we're doing small group tutoring so that people can get tailored attention. It's a maximum of 8 people, and again, it's for the specific domains. And we've also started doing a professional group. It is the CSSI Professional Collective. For the reason that Tessa just mentioned, they pass the group and then they just kind of leave. But at the end of the day, all of us are becoming behavioral health professionals. And this is a network that can be useful further down the line. So we need to keep on staying in contact. You never know what we can be to each other later when we are actually in the field.
I love that because you answered my next question. My next question was going to be, you guys have now passed the NCE, but what's next? Because this was for a particular time in a person's professional development, and now you've opened it up as a so something that could support somebody throughout the duration of their career.
I want to back up and state we keep saying CSSI, but we wanted to just mention the name of the business, right?
Yeah.
Why we keep saying CSSI, we collaboratively thought of the name Counselor Support and Success Initiative. So when we reference CSSI, that's what we're talking about.
Right, because it's also easily confused with CSI,
Yes.
right? I mean, so Counselor Support and Success Initiative, because there is such a need for that. And one of the things I love about what you guys are doing is that it is across the entire country.
It is. It is.
We've had different, I think every state. I can't think of one state we haven't had someone from.
Yeah, we do have all over. There was people in Hawaii
Hawaii,
studying at like 2 o'clock
Alaska,
time.
Alaska, Florida, everywhere on the East Coast. I've only seen one from California. I'm not sure. I think they have different licensing requirements there, but there was one or two.
Yeah, so it's become a very impactful resource. There's so many times where people are just like asking state-specific questions, and there's people within that state that are able to ask. So heavy on the support. Like it's not yes, we want to get people across the finish line and become counselors, but we really are trying to just kind of enhance the field at large.
So I personally feel like in reflection of this entire experience, maybe I didn't see it in the beginning. I don't even think Sonata did. There is this massive like gap, and not to say anything bad about the universities, between like, here's your, degree. Goodbye. Have a good day. It's not really their job to help us with the licensing exam. They prepare us, right? But there's this like space where a lot of people got their school counseling license 20 years ago, some of them, and now they want to switch fields. So there's, we have a lot of people in the group in that area. So they haven't taken these types of courses or learned, looked at this material in 15, 20 years. Then we have a lot of people that graduate but never go get their license, never get licensed for like 5 or 10 years. They have a family, kids, whatever the reason, right? Or they're already in a good career and they don't want to use their degree yet. So there's just this big gap. Also for me, I was like, well, like I need to take this licensing exam. My school didn't really, they just said, oh yeah, here's the link to do it. So it creates this like bridge between graduation and the licensing process, right? Even actually just registering for the exam was kind of confusing. People need extra support on that. What happens if you fail the exam? The school doesn't really tell you that. I don't know that it's necessarily their job, but it's just this big, huge gap in opportunity. And I also see there's a lot of tutors, professors out there, like a side job, they'll go and teach classes, but they don't have the space or the time maybe to create a platform like this that really creates this beautiful bridge.
I think you're right, and so my perspective is that school, and I've taught in various programs, really, school gives you a skeleton. It gives you the bare, I mean, we feel like school is so overwhelming, right? And Sonata, you just finished, and you I remember you being aware of the overwhelmingness of the program. But as much as it is, it gives us a skeleton, and it's after we've finished that we have to flesh that out. Through our doing our own work, our own research, finding continuing education credits, looking deeper into our theory of choice. And there's very little that supports people in that gap between graduation and being fully successful and self-sustained income-wise in the profession. And that's where people flounder, right? And so I think, when you guys talk about the work you're doing, when I think about the work I'm doing and a few other people are doing, it really feels like there's a bit of a taking on the role of a midwife, helping people get birth fully out of the program and fully into the profession so that they can sustain and be successful in this, in their dream.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a very rewarding space, and by the speed at which the group is growing, there's just such a need for it. I don't think there's anything like it, honestly.
So for those that are listening, and I'm going to be posting this in a special podcast part called Mentoring Moments, which is particularly focused at counseling students. Is there a cost to this? How do they get hold of you? And what else do they need to know if they want to participate in this phenomenal, fast-growing community?
In order to join the community, we are on Facebook. You can find us at Counselor Support and Success Initiative on Facebook. It is a one-time $8 fee, just a one-time $8 fee. If you wanted to get in contact with us, you can always email us at counselorssinitiative@gmail.com.
I think that sounds good.
Yeah.
I love that. And just so the listeners know, I mean, you post videos for people to watch. So tell me all that's available to them. Just give a list of the resources that are available.
The list of resources that are available. First and foremost, the crux of what we do, it would be study sessions. You are able to host as many study sessions as you would like. You can join as many study sessions as you would like. That is included. There's professional test prep. There's professional small group tutoring. There are guides and files. Like, there is an astronomical amount of resources that are just available within the community, things that people have found within the internet. There's things that people have made that is just amazing. There's things that people just recommend. So we do questions of the day, which is really just thought provoking. So anytime that there's questions, you're free to ask, and someone in the community is always willing to answer. Those are our resources, but more than anything, you do get support. Most people at this point, especially, has gone through the NCE process. So we're able to kind of give you feedback and answers on, you know, how to get through it.
I love that. School is such a wonderful environment. You're surrounded by people all the time. If you're in a brick and mortar, but even if you're online, you have access to your classmates all the time. And then when we graduate, it can feel a bit like a desert, right? It can feel very isolating. And even though you have fellow graduates, just you're not surrounded by the amount of support that you previously had. And I think this is a beautiful opportunity to bridge that experience where people still get to experience community, support, encouragement. Everybody knows something that somebody else doesn't with regards to a resource that's valuable. So I love the fact that you guys are doing it this way.
We also have like a 24/7, it's pretty much 24/7 because of all the time zones everyone is in, a community chat, like a live chat. So I wake up and there's been messages like all night long. Sometimes people go back and forth with questions or set up study sessions. Let's study tomorrow at this time. Let's put an event in the calendar. There's been times where the calendar has what's not at one time, eight to 10 study sessions a day.
Absolutely.
For free. They're included in the group. There's kind of the ebbs and flows of the group. Then people pass and move on. But there's been times when you have, there's 1 hour every day.
I love
constant
that.
Encouragement, constant support. We do also anxiety types of activities. We have someone that comes on and does EFT tapping for test anxiety, so not necessarily studying. I like to do grounding and deep breathing when I lead some study sessions. We also, me and Sonata will also hop on. I'm doing one tonight, actually, for free, and just put a study session on there. We'll all go over, I'm going over defense mechanisms tonight, and we're going to go over how each one looks. An example of each one, definition of each one, and then a little quiz at the end. So you get access to that as well.
I love that.
That's for fun. Like we're going to do a trivia night. We've done a movie night. We did bingo last month. We do things just because we like each other.
And we like to celebrate the people that pass the test. They'll get on and talk about their experience with anxiety and what's worked for them via study methods, because sometimes the study groups aren't exactly like people don't have time or they can't fit it in their schedules. So they'll still discuss other ways to study. We'll talk about how we relieved our anxiety, what we took into the testing center, what we couldn't take, things like that.
And they get added to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and it's different than just reading it online, right? If you actually get on a Zoom and hear something behind what someone's saying, right? And the passion behind, oh, do this, you guys. Like I personally went in the bathroom and like forced myself to deep breathe. That really helps me when I just go and like center myself and take through that 4-7-8 breathing.
Dude, I basically did a journal entry on my little scrap paper. Like, if they looked, they probably had a good laugh because I'm just like, look, you want to walk out, but you can't. You got to get through this. Like, I had a whole little block of just, it was basically a journal entry on my scrap paper, like in the middle of
I
the
love it, but it worked for you, right?
test. It did. Which I
So,
took that tip from something that someone else said, just like, right on the piece of paper, I'd put, you got this, even when you don't think
yes.
you do. I put myself affirmations down. And whenever I would get stuck on a question or I'd be in my head, I'd look over and it'd say, take a deep breath, Tessa.
I love, I think those things, and also just to know you're not alone. There are hundreds, thousands of people taking this test, struggling in a similar way to you. And I think that's part of it as well, the universality of the experience, knowing that other people are struggling with anxiety the same way you are. They're struggling to figure out a bell curve the same way you are, right? They're struggling with understanding the difference between two concepts the same way you are. It's not that you're dumb, it's that this is difficult and other people are struggling in a similar way.
Absolutely.
I also like to remind people that everyone struggles in different ways. So when people say, I failed the test 4 times, like maybe that's your struggle, but I had a completely different struggle in my life. Necessarily, passing the test wasn't necessarily my struggle, but I had a different one. So I try to remind them, you're not alone. You're just, everyone struggles differently.
Yeah, and some people are good test takers, and some people aren't for whatever reason, right? And I think that's also important. And we could go into a long spiel about American education and its emphasis on testing and how that's not necessarily a good thing, but that's for another time. So you've shared it's $8. You shared it's a Facebook group, and there's a calendar, and people can jump in. If I wanted to join, let's say I was a student, I'm taking the NCE, and I wanted to join, what is my first step? Is it to find the group?
Find the group on Facebook.
And then how do you know if I've paid the $8 or not?
There's cash handles, but CSS Initiative on Venmo or Cash App is where you would send that $8. And we can just cross-reference it. But the one of the entry questions is, what is your name on that?
Okay.
So we just cross-reference it.
Excellent. Any plans for a retreat or for any in-person stuff in the future?
We've definitely talked about it and we've been asked to do it, potentially in the works or in our mind right now, but there's definitely motivation to do that. We've gotten a lot of people. We did have an in-person event where we met for dinner in Houston. I had gone over there and knew people were there, so that was fun. I got to meet some of the members. It seems to be there's a lot of people in the group from Texas, I guess, because it's a very big state,
There's
but
an
a
astronomical
lot.
amount of people in Texas.
Well, I want to thank you, ladies, for your time together today. And I'm going to be putting this out there. I so much admire your entrepreneurial spirit with regards to this, and the fact that you saw a gap that was needed. And rather than wait for someone else to jump in, you decided to jump in and come up with the solution that is benefiting so many. Your work makes sure that we get counselors out there in the field that are well equipped to do good work. So thank you so much.
Yes, it's a very rewarding journey, and we appreciate it. It's such an honor to be here with you.
Thank
Absolutely.
you.
Weather today will be glorious. Put on your sunglasses, sunscreen, and sun smiles. You're gonna love it.